بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. This is our seventh session. Today, inshallah, we're going to try to do as much as we can from what remains in lesson number three. We should have done some of the exercises that we didn't cover in class. You should have done some of them for homework. We did exercises number one, two, and three in the last class, and we requested that you do the remaining exercises, especially exercise number four, dealing with tafdil, ism tafdil, in the comparative form. Exercise number five, dealing with ism tafdil in superlative form. And exercise number six and seven, the sisters of inna, lakinna, and ka'anna. Lakinna and ka'anna. And specifically, I requested that you pay careful attention to point number four from the key to lesson number three, that is dealing with the numbers from 11 to 20. So I hope, inshallah, I hope that you have done some homework. We're going to start with review and questions. If anybody has any questions, inshallah, we're going to review and we'll take any questions that you may have concerning what we have covered up until now, especially in this lesson number three. In lesson number three, we dealt with a lot of things. Okay, we went over most of them from the key. And the main thing that's left that we didn't go over in any detail are the numbers, the compound numbers. Al-adad and murakkab. We didn't go over that in any detail. Everything else in this lesson we have at least discussed on at least one or two occasions previously. So, if somebody can help us with what is ism al-tafdil, or what has been written here in the key as af'alu al-tafdil. Naam, what is this af'alu al-tafdil or ism al-tafdil? What is this? What is it? Anything I know about it. Naam, Salahuddin. Okay, it's used for two things. Okay, it's used for one, the comparative degree, and number two, it's used for the superlative. Okay, what do we mean by comparative and what do we mean by superlative? Comparative what? What do we mean by that? For example, give me an example of the comparative degree of ism al-tafdil. Give me an example. Sentence, noun. Comparing two things. Okay, comparing two things. Like, for example, comparing what? Naam, Abu Bakr. هذا المسجد أصغر من مسجد آخر. طيب, something is smaller than something else. هذا أكبر من ذلك. This is bigger than that. هذا أجمل من الآخر. This is more beautiful than the other, and so on, like this, okay? So, for example, we have, something which is big, and then we have something else which is bigger than it, huh? So, we're comparing this to this. We're making a comparison. That's the comparative degree, right? And the comparative degree is always used with the preposition min. Min. It's always used with min. You're comparing, you're saying this is smaller than that. Or this is bigger than that. Okay, so using min, meaning then, bigger than, smaller than, wider than, whatever, heavier than. Okay, you comparing two things. One is bigger or smaller or greater or whatever. The superlative degree, what are we talking about when we say superlative degree? What do we mean by that?
Biggest.
The biggest, the smallest. whatever, like this, okay? The highest degree of whatever it is that there is amongst those things. So with the superlative degree, we're not going to use min, but rather we're going to use what? We're going to use a majrur, right? A majrur. We're going to use a word that is majrur. After the ism af'alu, ism tafdil, af'alu. Okay, so this one is going to be with a noun that's going to be majrur, and this one is going to be with min. Now,
I understand the first comparative.
Okay, comparative. Like, for example, you say, Ahmed, right, is akbar, bigger than Muhammad. Huh? Ahmed is bigger than Muhammad. Bigger than. Okay? If you said after that, you said Hamid is bigger than Ahmed. Huh? And then you said, Mahmoud is akbaruhum. Akbaruhum. So Ahmed is bigger than Muhammad. Hamid is bigger than Ahmed. And Mahmoud is the biggest of them. The biggest. This is the superlative form, the biggest. The biggest. Alright? This one is bigger, this one is bigger than him. Some are bigger than others, but there's one that's the biggest. That's why we say what? In the... And then we say what? Allahu Akbar. He is the biggest, the greatest of all. Now, there are some people, you say, هذا كبير, هذا كبير قبيلته. He is the important person in his tribe. He's a kabir, but Allah is akbar. Okay, someone is rich, but Allah is aghna. He's the richest. Someone is what? Alim, but Allah is a'alam. He knows that he is the best of all. He's the most knowing on the highest level, superlative degree. Alright, so we're going to talk about this a little bit, but we already talked about it before in detail. We discussed it in length, okay? So really we're just trying to look at it just to remember what we covered before, okay? The other thing is that this is a wazn, right? The ism, the noun that's called ism at-tafdil, is on the wazn of af'alu. The wazn. Meaning what? Its form is on this wazn, af'alu. Meaning that if you have three root letters, fa, ayn, and lam, right? Like you have, for example, let's say we have this word, kabir, that we just looked at before, right? Kabir. So the root of this word kabir is what? Kaf, ba, and ra. So if we want to put it on the wazn of af'alu, on this wazn, af'alu, then what we have to do, we have to put Hamza in the beginning, we have to put on the Kaf, Sukoon, and on the Ayn letter, which is Ba, right, we have to do what? Fatha, and the Lam letter, which is Ra, we put Dhamma, right? So we'll say Akbaru, Akbaru, from Kabir, right? If we have the word, for example, Saghir, Sa, Ghir, right? So if we want to use this wazn, right, we're going to take Saad, Ghain, and Ra, right? So we put right here from the wazn, Hamza Fatta, the first letter, which is Saad, the second letter, which is Ghain, and the last letter is Ra, right? The first letter, after the Hamza Tawassul, we'll get Sukoon, then we're going to get Fatta, and then we're going to get Dhamma, Af'alu. Alright, so we have Asgharu, Saghir, Asgharu, Kabir, Akbaru. Huh? Okay, what if it was, if we said, for example, we have the, give me another word, and somebody give us a workout for it. Give us another Noun, adjective. Jamil. Okay, Jamil, right? Jamil. Okay, the root of it is what? Jim. Meme. Meme. And what? And lamb, right? So what we're going to do, we're going to add to it Hamzatul Khat. Right? Sukun, Fatta, Dhamma. Ajmalu. Jamil Ajmalu. There are some other things related to this wazn that we didn't talk about, and we're not going to talk about it today. But I just thought that I should mention that there are some other words, there are certain types of nouns that the wazn af'alu has to be modified a little bit in order for you to apply this wazn to it, okay? But we're not going to talk about that because I don't think it came in the lesson. But just know that there are certain words, for example, words that end with alif maksura, like mustashfa, like mustafa, words like this, the ism, not those words because they're not adjectives, but words that are adjectives that end with alif maksura like that, then you're not going to see the wazn come out exactly like this, because they must end with alif maksura, have to be preceded by fatta alif. It's not going to take dhamma. Okay, those words don't take dhamma, so you're going to notice that. And other words, for example, mudaaf words that have three letters, but the last two are the same letter, like jadid. You have the, what's the root of it? Jim, del, del. Okay. So that's gonna, it's gonna work a little bit different. The wazn on it is gonna be a little bit different because what? Those letters have double, they have double, two letters in the root that's the same. So it's gonna be a little bit different, okay? So originally, I don't really wanna talk about this today because it's not in the lesson and I don't wanna make confusion about it because it might be, for some people it might be a little difficult, but I just want you to know that, for example, the word jadid, right? Jadid. Notice that it has the letter jim and it has del. And it has del. That's the root of it. So if we were to use this wazn that we have here, then what we are supposed to do, right, is we're supposed to put hamza here, sukun, fatta, and dhamma, right? It should be ajdada, but it's not ajdada. Because these two letters, because they're the same, then what's going to happen is this fatta is going to move over here. So you're going to get Ajaddu. Yeah, you're going to get the shadda on that double letter, and the vowel from the first of them is going to move over here. It's always going to be like that. The vowel for the first of the double letter is going to move to the second letter. And the double letter is going to take a shadda. You're going to write it once. Okay? But don't worry about that now. That's not in this lesson. So I just want you to be aware, though, that there's some words you might try to do it and say it's not working. Because special type of words, sometimes the formula is going to be applied a little different. Don't worry about it. When we come to it, inshallah, and we start doing with sarf, how words are made up, we're going to go into a little more detail. We'll see it there, inshallah. Okay, so we had that in the previous lesson, okay? What else? Was there anything else that we went over last week that we need to remind ourselves of from last week? I think that's basically it, because really we didn't do any exercises for ka'anna and lakinna, and we didn't do any exercises for them. And we didn't do any exercises for the cardinal numbers, al-adad al-tartibi, yani the first, the second, the third. We didn't do any exercises. Okay, that's one that wasn't fa'il, but we didn't do any exercise for that. And the other numbers, adad al-murakkab, we didn't do any exercises. We're going to do them today, inshallah. Okay, so what we're going to look at is this ism al-tafdil, the comparative and superlative degree. That's what we're going to look at today. As we complete the exercises that we didn't do, that we did for homework, that we did do for homework. We didn't do it in the class last week. Last week we stopped at exercise number 3, right? Last week we did up to exercise number 3. Naam. All right? So, in exercise number 3, we started to do ism tafdil. Okay? There were examples there. If you look at page 20, Ishroon, if you look at page 20, exercise number 3, you'll see that it says اقرأ الأمثلة الآتية لإسمي التفضيلي. Huh? Read the examples, the following examples for اسم التفضيل. Okay, and they gave us these examples. هاشم طويل. Hamidun atwalu minhu. Hamidun tawilun. We have the word tawil. And the ism tafdil from tawil is what? Atwalu. Atwalu. Fatta sakoon. Fatta dhamma. Atwalu. Alright? So Hamid, Hashim is tawilun and Hamid is atwalu min hu. Min, we have to use with the comparative form, right? And then we have, instead of an ism, that's majrur, we have what? A pronoun. Hu. The damir for huwa. Then you have feminine. Aminatu saghiratun. Wa zainabu asgharu minha. Aminatu saghiratun. وَزَيْنَبُ أَصْغَرُ مِنْهَا أَصْغَرُ مِنْ That's comparative form, right? When you see min, you know that's comparative form. And you have a pronoun again, minha. But notice that in the first example, Hamid is أَطْوَلُ. And in the second example, Zainab is أَصْغَرُ. The ism التفضيل for Hamid, masculine, and the ism التفضيل for Zainab, feminine, the same wazn, no change, right? That means that this wazn of af'alu doesn't matter if it's describing masculinity or femininity. Doesn't matter if it's singular or plural, it remains the same. Okay, so if we have plural examples, it will still be af'alu. It doesn't change. Masculine, feminine, singular, plural remains the same. So that's what we looked at in that exercise. Naam. Tayyib. Labas. You return safely to wherever you're going. Naam. Okay, so we did some of these exercises last week. If anybody had any question about exercise number 3, when you were doing the homework, if you had any question, I'll look at it now. Otherwise, we're going to go to exercise number 4. Any question about exercise number 3? We did it last week. Okay? It was just a matter of reading them, but reading them, paying attention to the wazn of af'alu in these examples. Whether the thing that was being described, whether it was masculine or feminine or singular or plural, it remained one constant wazn, af'alu. That's really what you were supposed to be paying attention to here. Okay, like for example, we have in sentence number 5. Sentence number 5, khamsa. Bayti, wa alaykum salam. Bayti ab'adu an al-madrasati min baytika. What does this mean? Bayti ab'adu an al-madrasati min baytika. What does that mean? We're on page 20. Page 20. Huh? Yeah, right here. I said number 5.
That means my house is farther from the school than your house.
Naam. So what are we looking at? Bayti. Okay. It's masculine singular. As we described with ism tafdil. Abadu. Abadu is from what now? Ba'id. 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 The root of it is ba, ayn, del. Abadu. Ba, ayn, del. Ba'id, abadu. And it's comparative because what? Abadu an. Al madrasati. Min baytika. Abadu an al madrasati. Min baytika. Tayyib. Number 6, I just want to look at quickly. Huwa asgharu minna sinnan. Huwa asgharu minna sinnan. This minna, what is this composed of? Okay, it's min, right? Min for the ism tafdil, min comparative, right? Asgharu min and what? And ana, na, the pronoun na, which represents the first person, the mutakallim ana. Minna. Minna. Then, nahnu, I'm sorry. First person, plural. First person, plural. Nahnu, na'am. Yeah. It's the mutakallam, but jam, right? Nahnu, na'am. Tayyib, stop me. Don't let me go on like that. Na'am. Huwa asgaru minna sinnan. Sinnan is tamyiz. It's just meaning, if you say that he is smaller than us or younger than us. Smaller, asgaru, could mean different things, right? Could mean smaller in size, could mean smaller in age. So, sinnan identifies, clarifies, smaller in what way? In age. So we know here that he doesn't mean he's smaller than us because he's short or skinny. He's smaller than us, meaning he's younger than us. Sinnen. So sometimes we use a word that clarifies. He's bigger than us. In what way? Bigger than us in age, bigger than us in stature and size, and what? He's bigger than us. Temyiz clarifies. It's clarification. It's clarification. It specifies, clarifies, what are you talking about? He's bigger, smaller, whatever. Nah. In what way? Alright? Okay, that's it. There's nothing more in there unless you have any questions about that exercise. That's it. Okay, we're going to go to exercise number 4. Now, Mustafa.
I wasn't here last week.
Oh, you wasn't here last week.
So I'm kind of lost.
But you was here the week before, right?
Yeah, I know. I understand the whole.
Okay, we talked about, okay. And this exercise here, is there a problem with this exercise? Did you get an email with the homework assignment?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, all right, no problem. But listen, brothers and sisters, the reason why I send the homework assignment is not only to remind those who were here, but also to inform those who are not here. Because it's very important. Because what happens is, if you don't do the homework assignment, when you come to class, it's going to be more difficult for you to follow. The purpose of you doing it at home is you have time to take your time and do it at your own pace. In the classroom, we have limited time. So if you do it at home and you have a problem, you can come to class saying, I had a problem with this. So we can get right to it. Okay, so please, try to work with me. It's very important. Okay, is there something specific that you want to ask about this? Or just the general concept?
Assalamu alaikum. Okay.
One second.
I'm starting to understand this a little bit more clearly.
Okay, the wisdom.
I didn't understand it at first.
Okay. That's very important that you have to understand that. Because this is a description, it's an adjective that's on this particular wazan, and you have to know how to figure out the wazan. So if you want to try to make a ism tafdil from a word that you have, you have to know how to do it. Or if you see a word, you recognize it's on that wazan, you have to figure out what is the root of it so you can know what it means. You have to be so you have to know the wazan. That's very important. Now,
wazan?
No, wazan means the scale, the format of it, the pattern of the word. Okay, what scale is it on? What pattern is it on?
I have to go back into book one.
No, this pattern here, we didn't have in book one. This pattern we only had now, in this lesson.
Okay.
This is the first time we had this. But we talked about it last week and the week before.
Okay.
We talked about it before. But we never had it before in this book before. This is the first time we had it.
Now, I'm a little confused. As far as comparative.
Yeah.
So this is all dealing with comparative or both?
Ism a tough deal is dealing with both of these, comparative and superlative. It's dealing with both of them.
Okay.
Okay? The comparative is when you're using min.
Okay.
The superlative is when you're using a noun that is majrur after it.
Nah.
When you see a noun come after it, the singular indefinite, and it's majrur, that's the superlative form. That's when you're saying something is on the highest degree. Superlative form means the highest degree. It's described with the highest degree of that description. The biggest, the smallest, the greatest, the widest, the heaviest. Okay, whatever description it is, heavy, the heaviest.
So it's when using a noun that's like the heaviest.
Yeah, when you're using a noun and you want to say it is, whatever description is heavy, it's the heaviest. The highest form of being heavy. If it's light, the lightest. Okay? So when you want to describe something as being the heaviest, the lightest, the biggest, the smallest, the widest, whatever it is, when you want to use the highest degree, that's called the superlative form. You have to use that with a noun that's singular, indefinite, majrur. Okay? So the wazan is going to come on that word, the root of it, you're going to put it onto this wazan, and then you're going to use a noun after it. That's going to be singular, nakir, or majrur. Okay? Now.
Why is it sinnen? Why is it mansub? Sinnen?
Because temyiz is always mansub.
Temyiz
is mansub. Now. It's always mansub. Yeah, just like now. Some things are always marfu'un. The mubtada and khabar in a sentence is always marfu'un. We know that, right? So temyiz is always mansub. No, the tamyiz of kam is mansub. The tamyiz, when you say kam, how much? How many? How many what? Now it becomes clarified what? By the tamyiz. The tamyiz of kam. Kam itself is not tamyiz, but it has a word that comes after that clarifies what you're asking about. You say kam, and the person says, how many what? How many dollars? Naam. Naam. Kam dolaran. Clarification. I need to distinguish something. It distinguishes. Okay, it's from mayyaza yumayyizu. Yumayyiz means to distinguish something from something else.
Sheikh, we have limited time.
Yes, we have limited time. Mayyaza.
Brothers,
it's okay. It's alright, inshallah. We're going to pay attention to the time, and we're also going to try to entertain the questions, okay? It's very important that we try to, you know, be moderate. It's very important to be moderate, brothers, okay? Let's try to be... Excuse me, brothers. This is not good, really. This is not good. If you have a question, please ask me, okay? Please ask me, and give me the opportunity to try to regulate the class, inshallah. You know, I have some idea how to do this. I've been doing it for a long time. You know, 40 years I've been teaching Arabic. I have some idea how to conduct the class. If I fall short on something, it's okay. You can remind me, but don't disrupt the class with it. Tell me, and inshallah I'll listen to it. I'm not afraid of somebody, you know, helping me or reminding me or something. It's okay, but I don't want the class to be disrupted. Where somebody saying something, somebody else answer them. Then somebody says something, somebody else answer them. That's disruption. Rather, direct it to me, please, inshallah.
So, now.
Mayyaza. The verb mayyaza means to distinguish something from something else. That's the past tense form, this is the present tense form. Mayyaza, yumayyizu, tamyizan. Tayyib. Okay, so what we need to know about this, brothers and sisters, inshallah, is that this is a wazn. It's a wasfun. It's an adjective that's on a certain wazn. The wazn is af'alu. The root of the word is three letters. Fa, ayn, lam. The fa, the first letter of the root, takes sukoon. The ayn, the second letter of the root, takes fatta. The lam of the root, the third letter, takes, well, it takes dhamma here for now until it was changed by something else. But originally it should take dhamma. Okay, so in the beginning of it, we're going to add a letter. It's going to be hamza with fatta. So we're going to say akbaru, asgharu, ahsanu, hasan, hasanun, right? Hasanun. We're going to say what? Hasanun is from ha, sin, noon. Ha, sin, noon. The ha is going to take sukoon. The sin is going to take fatta. And the noon is going to take dhamma. Then you can put hamza in the front of it. Ahsanu. Ahsanu. Akbaru. Asgharu. Like this. Okay? Naam. We had ba'id, right? That's ab'adu. Qareeb. Aqrabu. Aqrabu. Ab'adu. Like this. It just requires a little practice. That's all. Okay? It just requires a little practice. Alhamdulillah, we was looking at it last week in detail. And the week before that, we looked at it briefly. And today, inshallah, we're going over it again. Naam, no problem, inshallah. But you have to get it, though. Okay, if we go over two or three times, you have to get it. You have to get it. Because the whole objective is for us to learn, not just to be sitting here. And we come out of here and we don't understand. Okay, if you don't understand, ask. It's okay, I don't mind, really. But we have to work together, okay? I have to do some work, you have to do some work. Huh? I do homework. You gotta do some homework too. I go home and do work. I prepare for this. I send you reminders. That takes time from me. I'm doing something else. But I have to take the time out to do that because I want us to get benefit. I don't want to just be coming here for nothing, wasting my time, wasting your time. Okay? But we have to work together. You have to help me. And inshallah, if you help me, I will help you. And then we ask Allah to help all of us because we're all in need of help. Now, okay. So, inshallah, we're going to see this again. This is not the end of Ism Tafdil. We're going to see it again. There's a couple of exercises in this lesson. Try to do those exercises. We're going to do another exercise now that's dealing with Ism Tafdil. So, we're not finished with it, okay? We're going to go through it, okay? Alaykum salam. Okay, exercise number 4. It is incumbent upon you to know the meaning of the words in the instructions for every exercise. It's incumbent upon you to know the meaning of those words. If you look in the key, they will tell you what the instructions say. But we are studying Arabic. We don't want to be looking in the key in English, except for need or necessity. Otherwise, we're supposed to know the meaning of these words. And the exercise instructions keep coming again and again and again. So at some point, you got to know what they mean. You can't be at the end of this book still asking, what does this instruction mean? And we already saw it 10 or 15 times. Okay? Exercise number 4. It says, كَوِّن جُمَلًا مِنَ الْكَلِمَاتِ الْآتِيَةِ مُسْتَعْمِلًا اسم التفضيل. كَوِّن, compose. مَقَوَّنَ يُقَوِّنُ, compose. جُمَلًا, sentences. جُمَل is the plural of what? جُمْلَةٌ, compose sentences. مِن الْكَلِمَاتِ الْآتِيَةِ, from the following words. الْكَلِمَاتِ is the plural of what? الْكَلِمَة. الْآتِيَةِ means following. طيب. مُسْتَعْمِلًا, مُسْتَعْمِلًا means using, utilizing something, right? Compose sentences from the following words. They're giving you the words, make sentences from them. مُسْتَعْمِلًا اسم التفضيل. But they want you to use in these sentences اسم التفضيل. Because what we're doing exercises to know how to use اسم التفضيل, how to compose sentences with it, and this is what we want to be paying attention to. In order to do this, you have to know how to change a noun, that's a regular noun, to the wazn of af'alu. You have to know how to do that. And then you have to know how to put the words back together now in a sentence so it makes some sense, okay? So for example, the first one, they give us Hashimun, Tawilun, and Uthman. So which word are we going to make the ism tafdil from, of these three words, huh? Tawilun. We're going to take Tawilun, we're going to make ism tafdil from it, okay? So we have Tawil, right? Tawil. We're not going to do all of these like this, but we're going to do a couple of them just so that we can make this thing stick, okay? So what's the root? Ta and what? Wow and lamb, right? So we have ta, and we have wow, and we have lamb. And what are we going to put in the beginning of it?
Hamza.
And the first letter is going to take? Sukun. Second letter? And last letter? Dhamma. So from tawil we're going to get what? Atwalu. That's the word we want to work with, okay? We have to change tawil to atwalu. So, okay, somebody give me the sentence. Naam, Abdul Kareem.
Okay, I will go there.
Yes.
Hashem tawil wa Uthmanu atwalu minhu.
Tayyib. Anybody else got a different answer? It's okay. Naam. What you got?
Hashimu atwalu min Uthmana.
Okay. Anybody else got something different? Okay. Try to make just one sentence, just with the ism tafdil. Naam.
Hashimu atwalu
Uthmana. Hashimu atwalu?
Atwalu Uthmana.
What happened to the min from atwal? Remember, this is all, this is comparative here. Comparative has to use min. Okay, so it should be Atwalu Min. Naam, you have something, Salahuddin?
No, same thing.
Same thing? Okay. Hashimu, Hashimun, with Tanween, right? Atwalu Min Uthman. What's the end of the Uthman? What vowel should it end with? Fatha. Min Uthmani or Min Uthmana?
Uthmana.
Huh?
Uthmana.
Uthmana, is that a question or a statement you're making? Are you asking me or are you telling me? I'm asking you. You have to tell me, don't ask me. Don't be afraid.
It's Uthmana.
Okay, it's Uthmana, he said. Why is it Uthmana, not Uthmani? It's min, right? Preposition makes the word after it majrur, right? And majrur, normally, the sign is majrur is kasra. But he's saying, no, it's not kasra, it's fatta. Why is it fatta? Good, just tell us why, that's all. Anybody help him? He gave us the right answer, now tell us why. Now. No, not because you're speaking about yourself.
It's ending with the fatha because man.
Okay, it's majrur. It's majrur. Proper names take Kesra. You can say Muhammadin, right? Min Muhammadin. Now Salahuddin, why?
It's
mamnu' min al-sarf. Because mamnu' min al-sarf. Uthmana. Uthmana. Uthmana fatta. Why is Uthmana? It's mamnu' min al-sarf. Words that mamnu' min al-sarf do not take kasra. They don't take tanween and they don't take kasra. Remember that. Mamnu' min al-sarf. Words that mamnu' they don't take tanween. And they don't know, because we had it 100 times already. We had it 100 times. Go back and review the lesson about Mamnu' min al-sarf. We had that in book 1. We had that how long ago? Lesson 13 or 16 or something. Long time ago. Yeah, that was like 6 months ago. That's why you forgot it. Huh? That's why we forgot it. Because you have to go back and review. You have to. You can't remember all this. Just you studied it one time. I got it. And I'm not going to never look at it again. It's not going to stay there. Some of it is going to go away. It's going to run away. You have to review. It's mandatory. There's no escape from it. You have to go back. Like I said in the first book last time, last term, you have to review lesson by lesson the vocabulary, the grammatical points, and read the text of every lesson. Just take 10 minutes and just read the text. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lessons you can read in 15, 20 minutes. Every day do a few of them so that you don't forget this. Because if you don't review it, you will forget it. You have to. You have to. No, you made it into two parts, and it's okay. But we want to just make one sentence just using tafdil. Okay, we want to take these three words and just change the description, the wasf here. We want to change it to the wazn of af'alu and just put it like that. With no extra, we don't need anything extra. Just use three words, except tawil became atwalu. That's it.
Atwalu.
Yeah, you would just say, for example, here in this case, you would say Hashimun atwalu min Uthman. You don't have to make any more extra words.
Oh, man. Okay.
It's okay, but I'm saying that's what we're trying to just keep it as simple as possible. A complete sentence with what? Changing the description here to wazn af'alu. That's all I want you to do. If in this case, it's a comparative. You have to use min with it, right? Alright. So it should have been what? Hashimun atwalu min Uthmana. Uthmana. It's majroor. The sign that it's majroor is fatta, not kasra. Why? Because it's mamnu' min al-sarf. Because it's mamnu' min al-sarf. Okay, number two. Ithnan. Al-qahiratu Kabirun and Ar-Riyadu. Okay? Who wants to take it? First of all, Kabir will be what?
Akbaru.
Okay, who wants it? Who wants it? Nobody? Yes, sir. Abdul Haq. Min Riyadin? Riyadin? I can't hear you. No, I'm just asking. I couldn't hear you.
Iriadan.
Ah.
Iriadan or
should it be with the word Ar-Riyad? Should it be with Fatta or Kasra or Dhamma? Who knows? Should be Kasra. Why? Because min, preposition. Min Ar-Riyadi. Okay. Al-Qahiratu Akbaru Min Ar-Riyadi. What does that mean? Cairo
is bigger than
Al-Riyadh. طيب number 3 ثلاثة. هذا الفندق نظيف ذاك. Okay, نظيف. What is it going to become if we use اسم التفضيل? أنظف. نظيف, right? Well, this word is نظيف. نظيف, right? The root of it is what?
Noon,
va, and fa. So if we take these three letters, noon, va, and fa, we're going to do what? Put a hamza here, right? And what are we going to put here? Sukoon. And here? Fatta. And here? So we're going to make it what? An-va-fu. An-va-fu. Akbaru, asgaru, أنظفوا أنظفوا نظيف. Okay, so the word we're going to work is أنظفوا أنظفوا. Okay, who wants the sentence? You raise your hand. ثلاثة. Yes. The singular, singular. You have a plural word there? Does anybody have plural? I have singular. Funduk. هذا الفندق. هذا الفندق. من. Okay, make sure you put من. أنظفوا من. What does it mean?
This hotel is cleaner than that one.
That's very important. That's very important. This hotel is cleaner than that one. That's very important, right? You're not at home, but you don't want to be in no dirty place, right? Clean, boy. This one's clean. I want that one. I don't want no dirty place. طيب أربعة. Okay. هذا الفندق أنظف من ذاك. طيب number four. أربعة. اللغة العربية سهل. اللغة الفرنسية. Okay. The word is سهل, right? سهل. سهل. سهل means what? سهل. Means easy, right? Okay, so what's the root? Easy, it's nothing there. It's just four, it's three letters, right? So what are we going to do? We're going to put Hamza here, right? And we're going to put what on the first letter? Sukun. The next letter? Fatha. And the last one? Single vowel. As-halu. As-halu. Sahal means easy. Sahal. Sahal. Like we say what? They say in Saudi Arabia, Ahlan wa Sahlan, right? Ahlan wa Sahlan. Ahlan means what? Ahl. Family. Sahal means what? Easy. So a person says to you, Ahlan wa Sahlan, if they really mean it, you're in. If they really mean it, they said, you are like family. And your staying at my home is easy for me. So you're going to be up, right? You're going to be good. They're going to take care of you. Ahlan wa Sahlan. Naam. Huh? They translate as welcome. Is that equal to, is welcome equal to that? No comparison. No comparison. Somebody said welcome. That might mean anything. Welcome to your death. An electric chair. طيب. طيب. Okay, somebody take this one. The word we work with was أسهلو. نعم, Abu Bakr. One more time, a little bit louder. Did you change the ending of the vowel? Uh-huh. اللغة العربية.
أسأل اللغة العربية.
What did he leave out? One word. من.
من.
أسهل من. Yeah. So you're messing things up, man. Just be easy. Be quiet, huh? Be easy. Let the man speak. اللغة العربية أسهل من. اللغة بكسرة, right? من اللغة الفرنسية. طيب جيد جيد. Okay, turn the page. Number 5. أنا كبير هو. Here we're going to have a pronoun, right? With من. So be careful, okay? كبير is going to be what? أكبر. Okay, who wants it? Watch out, yeah, طالب. Yeah.
أنا أكبر منه.
Now remember, who agrees with him? Who does not agree with him? I want to know who doesn't agree with him. Because whoever doesn't agree with him, this is what we want to get down with. Nobody? They all agree with him. Everybody? Okay, everybody agrees with you, طالب, so you must be safe then. Okay. أنا أكبر منه. طيب, we're supposed to use the three words here. And the three words was Anna, Kabir, and Hua. So what happened to the Hua? Where did it go? I didn't hear him say Hua.
We changed it from, because now we added the min and Hua together.
Ah, so he took the pronoun, the Damir, Munfasl, and he exchanged it for Damir, Muttasl. connected pronoun, right?
Right.
You can't say min huwa. You got to use the connected pronoun. So he said min hu, right? Yeah. If you have min anta, you can't say min anta, right? You got to say what?
Min
ka. Huh? If it said min nahnu, you can't say min nahnu. You have to say what?
Minna.
Minna. All right? So the connected pronouns, al-dhamair al-muttasila, we had in book one. We have forgotten. طيب, number six. Huwa sagirun and anta. Huwa sagirun anta. Sagirun is number what?
Asgaru.
Asgaru. Give us a sentence.
Huwa asgaru min
ka. Anta ka. طيب, number seven. Ar-rijalu kathirun and nisa'u. Naam. Kathirun is going to be what? أكثر كافثر كافثر أكثر أكثر right okay who wants it نعم عبد الحق طيب should it be من نسائي or what
من
النساء connective همزة الوصل right من النساء من النسائي من النسائي what's the singular of نساء Imra. I was hoping someone was going to say Nasa or something. Nisa. Nisa. The plural, Nisa, the singular of it is completely different, right? Imra'atun.
Yeah.
Imra'atun. Right? A woman. What if you wanted to say? The woman. The singular. The woman.
Al-Amra.
Huh?
Al-Amra.
Al-Amra?
Amratu.
You close? Huh?
Al-mar'a.
Al-mar'atu. Imra'a becomes al-mar'a. The plural, nisa. All of them different, right? Imra'a, don't say al-imra'a. You say al-mar'atu. The hamza to wasl is dropped from imra'a when you put the definite article on it. Okay, this is review because we had this before. So sometimes, you know, I'm going to be asking you. That's why you better go back and review because I'm going to ask a lot of questions about stuff we had before. We already had it before, you're supposed to know it. طيب, number 8, ثمانية. أنت حسن أنا. طيب, حسن is going to be what?
أحسن.
أحسن. أبو بكر, give us a sense.
أنت أحسن منا.
أنت أحسن منا, he said. Is that correct?
أحسن
منا. He changed it, alhamdulillah. مني. مني. أنا have to change the متصل, right? يا يا المتكلم مني. I want to ask another question, but I don't think we had it, so I'll skip it. Number 9. الموز رخيص العنب. نعم. رخيص is going to be what? أرخص. رخصاد. Three letters. أرخص. Okay, somebody give me the sentence. Somebody give me a sentence. Who wants it? Okay, so you're saying with kesra or tanween on the end? Single kesra or double kesra? Single kesra. Why is it a single kesra? Why is it a single kesra and not a double kesra? Why is, listen to the question. Listen to the question. Why is it a single kesra and not a double kesra?
Because it's
ma'rifa. Because what? It has alif lam. You can't have alif lam and tanween on the same word. Okay? That's why it's a single kesra and not a double kesra. Okay? Ma'rifa means definite. Nakira means indefinite. Okay? It's ma'rifa. It has alif lam. Next question. Why does it have kesra anyway and not dhamma? Because what? Harf ja, naam. Because harf ja, min, naam. Preposition. طيب. جيد. 10, 10. الشمس بعيد القمر. الشمس بعيد القمر. بعيد will be what? أبعد. ب عين دال. ب عين دال. أبعد. نعم.
الشمس أبعد.
الشمس أبعد من القمر. نعم.
You can't have a
tanween if it has alif lam already, right? Because tanween means indefinite, alif lam means definite. It can't be both of them. It got to be one or the other, right? It can't be a Muslim and a kafir at the same time. It's impossible. Huh? No, we don't have any of them. We have some kafirs that pretend to be Muslims. They call that a munafiq. Naam. And we have some Muslims who act like kafirs, and you call that a fasiq. Huh? But you can't be Muslim and kafir at the same time. You could be a Muslim who's fasiq, and not kafir. You could be a kafir who's munafiq, but you can't be a Muslim. He's a kafir, he can't be a Muslim. One or the other. A Muslim could be fasiq, naam. A kafir could be munafiq. But a person can't be a Muslim and a kafir at the same time. This is what they call Tawheed 101. You learn this basic Tawheed. Can't be Muslim and kafir at the same time. That's impossible. Impossible. Tayyib. Anyway, that's the exercise dealing with Ism Tafdil, right? Now we'll do next exercise, number 5, also dealing with Ism Tafdil. But this time, we're going to use the superlative. Superlative. There's not going to be any min here, okay? Superlative form doesn't use min. But what it has after it, it has a noun that's nakira and it's majrur. Nakira, majrur, okay? So that's how we're going to use it this time, because we're using superlative form. This is the biggest, the smallest, huh? The richest, or whatever, okay?
Is it also singular?
Yeah, it's singular.
Singular.
Yeah. It's nakira means indefinite, though. Okay, but let's look at the instruction first, okay? Iqra. Al-amthilata. Read the examples. That means more than one example, right? Amthila. That means three or more examples, right? Thumma hawwil al-jumala al-atiyata. Then transform. Hawwil. Change. Turn over. Transform. Huh? The following sentences. Al-jumala al-atiyata. Change them what? Ala ghirariha. Ala ghirariha. Ghirar means like in the same pattern. Okay, ha refers back to what? What does ha? Ghirari ha. What does the ha refer back to? That's the dhamir that refers back to what?
It's
referring back to what?
No.
To the
examples. Ah, examples. Examples. Put it on the same pattern as what? As the examples. Not put it on the same pattern as the following sentences. The following sentence is what you're changing. You gotta change it to be like what? Like the examples. Okay, this is an example of how understanding the Arabic language properly makes the difference. Somebody may translate something, the ha, does it refer back to the sentences or does it refer back to the examples? Huh? Does it refer back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or refers back to Musa? You have to know, because if you don't know, you will change the deen. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا كَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا كَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مُوسَى. The fa'il in this sentence, how do you know what it is? The fa'il is what? Marfu'un, right? Is Musa marfu'un or is Musa mansub? كَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا Mansub? Not mansub. That's alif maksura. Alif maksura doesn't take any vowel ending.
Musa.
Musa. Isa. It doesn't take any vowel ending. It's not going to take dhamma because marfoon or kasra because or majroor or something like that, right? So this kind of example, the person will not, maybe won't be sure. Won't be sure. Because you don't see the vowel ending. But there's some way to know exactly what is intended by the sentence if you understand the grammar correctly. Naam.
What's the difference between
ta'rif
and tahweel?
Tahrif. Wa ha. Or tahrif.
And
linguistically, their meaning is similar. But in Arabic, Islamic terminology, then meaning is probably different. It depends on who's using it, how they're using it. But tahrif means to distort something. Okay? Ta'wil means to explain something. But sometimes ta'wil also means to distort. Although that's not the linguistic meaning of it. Okay, because some of the people, they said they were explaining, and in reality, those deviants, they were distorting. They called it ta'wil, But really it was tahrif. So that's how the linguistic meaning, tahrif, means to distort something. Ta'wil doesn't mean to distort. But it came to have that meaning because the people who deviated, they began explaining the Quran with their distortions. And they called it ta'wil. But some of the scholars of the Sunnah, they said ta'wil and they mean explanation, tafsir. Means tafsir. That they're explaining it in the proper way. But when they're explaining it falsely, then it's different. That's tahrif. But they, the deviants, they didn't call it tahrif. They didn't say we're distorting. They said we're explaining. But really they were distorting. So I mean, it's the linguistic meaning and then there's technical meaning. Okay, let's look at the examples. Okay, no, first, ala dirariha, in the same pattern as the examples. Musta'milan, using ism tafdil. Using ism tafdil. The ism tafdil is a noun, a wasf, right? An adjective, ala wazn af'alu. When it's used with min, it's comparative. But when it's used with a noun that's majrur, it's superlative. And here we're going to use it without min, so it's going to be the superlative form, okay? So the first example that we have, alif, Muhammadun, talibun, hasanun. Okay? Now we're going to rearrange the words a little bit, because we're going to say, Muhammadun, talibun, hasanun. Muhammad is a good student, right? But now, we want to change it to make a superlative form. We don't want to say he's just a good student. We want to say he's the best student in the whole classroom, or in the whole school, and say he's the best, right? So we're going to change Hasanan to what? Ahsanu. So we're going to say Muhammadun Ahsanu Talibin. Instead of Talibun Hasanun, which is an adjective describing Talib, what kind of Talib? Hasan. We want to use the superlative form. Superlative form, the adjective is going to come first on the wazn af'alu. And then the thing that it's describing is going to come after it and be majrur. Okay, so we're going to change the order. So we're going to say Muhammadun talibun hasanun. We're going to say Muhammadun ahsanu talibin. He is the best student, fil fasli, in the classroom. Okay, notice that we did what? We changed hasan to ahsanu. And we also reversed the order. Instead of saying talibun hasanun, we spell hasan first. On the wazn af'alu, ahsanu talibin. Okay, that's very important to understand that. Talibun hasanun. Ahsanu talibin. Just reverse the order, change the wazn, and make it majrur. Alright, let's look at the next example. Ba. Hada baytun jamilun. Hada baytun jamilun. This is a beautiful house, right? Hada jamilun, we're going to change it to what? Ajmalu. Hada ajmalu baytun. Instead of baytun jamilun, we're going to say ajmalu baytun. Change the order, change the wazn, make the second word majrur. Ajmalu baytin fi shari'i. What does this mean? Hada ajmalu baytin fi shari'i. What does that mean? The most beautiful house in on the street. Naam. Jim. Aminatu talibatun saghiratun. Huh? Saghira. We're going to change saghira what? It's feminine, but we're not going to, when the ism tafdil, we don't have feminine, right? We just have masculine, feminine, singular, plural, same wazn, af'alu. So saghiratun is going to be what? Asgharu. Aminatu asgharu talibatin. Talibatun saghiratun asgharu talibatin fil madrasati. Good? Okay, let's do them. Let's do them. First one. Okay, first one. Hadihi Ghurfatun Saghiratun. After you change it, look at the words on the end of the line. You have to complete the sentence with that, okay? Now, go ahead. Abdul Karim.
Hadi Askaru Ghurfatun Fi Baitina.
Good. Hadihi Asgaru Ghurfatun. Asgaru Ghurfatun Fi Baitina. Naam, this is the smallest room in our house. Tayyip, number two. What does it say in your book? Is it Bilalun Jarun Hasanun? Oh, okay. Okay, Bilalun Jarun Hasanun. Okay, so Hasanun we're going to change to what? Ahsanu, we're going to reverse the order and make the second word Majrur. Okay, who take the second one? Naam, Mustafa.
Bilalun Ahsanun جار من القرية.
من ال or في؟
في.
Oh, you have كريتي. What do y'all have? كريتي؟ No, it's at the end of the, at the end of the page. There's something there. Your screen, right? You need a 48-inch screen.
Right.
Or the 68, something like that. I don't know. Bigger one. في هينا نعم بلال أحسن جار. The best neighbor. في هينا. What's hey? District or neighborhood. نعم. نعم. In our district or in our neighborhood. نعم. 5-3. ياسر رجل فقير. فقير is going to be what? أبو بكر. أفقر. فقر. أفقر. أفقر. طيب. Give it to us. يسير or ياسر. Make sure you make short vowels short and long vowels long. Yasirun. Rijal. Singular. Singular. Nakira. Singular. Not Rijal. Rajul. Rijal is plural. Rajulin. Nam. Yasirun. Again. أفقر رجل. رجل. What's the end of it? End of the sentence. في قريتنا. ياسر أفقر رجل في قريتنا. Number 4. موسى. هذه ساعة رخيصة. رخيصة is going to be what? أرخص. Okay, give us a sentence. موسى.
ساعة في سوق.
نعم. هذه أرخص ساعة في السوق. What does that mean? Yeah, what does the whole sentence mean?
This is the cheapest watch in the market.
نعم. If it works, I'll take it. As long as it works. I don't care how cheap it is. Cheaper the better if it works. Doesn't work,
work,
what's the benefit, right?
Work it till you take it out from the market, that's it.
Okay, then we're going to bring it back. Inshallah, we're going to buy it from the Muslims, inshallah, and they're going to take it back from us. طيب, number 5, خمسة. هذا درس سهل. سهل is going to be what? Yeah, Abdul Haq? أسهل, نعم, go ahead. هذا أسهل درس في الكتاب. أسهل درس في الكتاب. نعم. 6. الدكتور زكريا طبيب شهير. شهير is going to be what? أشهر. شهر. أشهر. نعم. نعم. صلاح الدين. نعم. الدكتور زكريا أشهر طبيب. أشهر طبيب مجرور. طبيب في بلدنا. في بلدنا. نعم. 7. الأزهر جامعة قديمة. قديمة is going to be what? أقدم. From قاف دال ميم. أقدم. نعم. سمري. نعم. عبد الكريم. الأزهر.
الأزهر. أقدم.
نعم.
جامعة. في العالم.
في العالم. الأزهر أقدم جامعة في العالم. في العالم. What's the difference between العالم and العالم? العالم وفتح and العالم وكسرة. What's the difference? العالم وفتح and العالم وكسرة. What's the difference? نعم. هارون. ها؟
Pain.
Pain? No, that's
world.
That's عالم و.
One's teacher.
Yeah.
In the world.
Yeah, that's one with Hamza and one with Ayn. Nam, pain. Nam. But here, right, is Alam with Fatta. That means world. Alim with Kasra means a person who has knowledge. Alim.
This one means with knowledge.
No, Alam in the world. The oldest university, standing university. Naam, naam. Alam, alameen. Alameen is the plural of alam, right? You say alam, alamoon, alameen. Alamoon is marfoon, alameen is what? Majroor. Majroor. Why is it majroor? Rabbil alameen. Huh? It's majroor, but why is it majroor? مضاف مضاف إليه رب رب العالمين رب العالمين رب العالمين right why is ربي with كسرة رب العالمين not رب العالمين because it was before right it's not رب العالمين it's رب العالمين Where's the harf jar in Rabbil Alameen? No harf jar there. There's harf jar, right? In the beginning of the sentence, Alhamdu Lillahi. The praise belongs to Allah. Allah, the praise belongs to Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdu Lillahi means Alhamdu Lillahi, who is Rabbil Alameen. It's a harf jar, naam, harf jar lillahi. There's no harf jar in Rabbil Alameen. But Rabbil Alameen is also taking the place of lillah because it's badal. You say alhamdu lillahi means alhamdu li Rabbil Alameen. Li Rabbil Alameen. Naam, naam, naam. Okay, number 8. Al Ustazu Nu'man Mudarris Hassan. Naam, who wants it? Naam, Talib. Naam, Al-Ustadhu Nu'man Ahsanu Mudarrisin Fil Madrasati. Taib, Nu'man, what's the ending of Nu'man? What's the vowel ending? What is it? Nu'manu with Dhamma? Nu'manu. Why it doesn't have tanween?
It
says mamnu' min al-sarf. Simple as that, right? It's not difficult. It's mamnu' min al-sarf. It's well known. That's ma'loom. Ma'loom. We know that already. That's what Mustafa said. We already know that. It's mamnu' min al-sarf. Number 9. Thalika darsun sa'abun. Naam. Sa'abun is going to be what? Sad Ain Ba As Abu. Naam, who wants it? Naam, Musa.
Thalika As'abu Darsin Fil Kitabi.
Thalika As'abu Darsin Fil Kitabi. Which Dars was that? That was the As'abu Dars. Does anybody remember? Broken plurals. 13. He remembers the number. ذلك أصعب درس في الكتاب في الجزء الأول, right? In this one, the أصعب درس was الدرس الثاني. ليس إن مبتدا مقدم من مؤخر خبر مقدم من all that. We couldn't get past that for the life of us. نعم. طيب number 10. هذا فصل واسع. واسع is going to be what? Naam, from waw, seen, and ayn. Aw, sa'u. Naam, who wants it? Aw, sa'u. Naam. Okay, Talib, go ahead. Aw, sa'u. Jayid. That's a kasra. Kulliyya. في الكلية. What is الكلية? The faculty or the college. نعم. في الكلية. نعم. هذا أوسع
فصل في الكلية. What does that mean? The widest, okay. Widest class what?
In the
college. What's another word we can use for widest? Because wasia means, wasia means wide, right? But it also can mean space. So it means spacious. The widest or the most spacious. Most spacious. Huh? It's in Quran. No. It's one of the names of Allah, al-wasi'. طيب, exercise number 6. اقرأ المثالين. Read the two examples. ثم اربط. ربط means to connect or to tie together, right? ثم اربط, then tie. بين كل جملتين فيما يلي. Then tie or couple together each two sentences. And what follows? مستعملا, using لكن. Using what? لكن. وعلم أن لكن من أخواتي إن. And remember, know that لكن is from the sisters of إن. Which means that the مبتدأ and the خبر is going to be changed, right? Like إن الله. That means the مبتدأ, the ism إن is going to be منصوب. Or in this case, the ism لكن is going to be منصوب and the خبر going to be marfoon. Okay, look at the examples. Two examples. Al-mithalain. Al-mithalain is the dual, right? Muthanna. And the singular of it is what? Mathal? No. What's the singular of mithalain? Huh? Amthal? No. That's a plural. Huh? No. The singular of mithalain. Notice, the dual is formed by what? By adding ya and noon. So before you add ya and noon, you have what? Mithal. Plus, duals, only you're adding something to the end of it. You're not changing the word. You can't change the word for duals. It's mithal. Mithalain. Methal is different. Methal, methalain. If it was methal, it would be methalain. It's mithalain. Okay? Anyway, all of this is for thinking, right? So we start thinking about this stuff. Pay attention. Read the two examples. Then tie between two, every two sentences, what follows, using lakinna. Connect them together with lakinna, knowing that lakinna is from the sisters of inna. It makes the mubtada mansub and the khabar marfoon. Okay, first example. At-tullabu kathirun. That's one sentence, right? Second sentence. Al-faslu saghirun. Second sentence. You want to tie them together? At-tullabu kathirun lakinna al-fasla Sagirun. Notice that after lakinna, al-fasl became mansub. And it became from marfoon to mansubun. From al-faslu to al-fasla. Ba. Hamidun mujtahidun. Second sentence. Sadiquhu kaslanu. With a single vowel. Kaslanu. Mamnu min al-sarf. Time together. Hamidun mujtahidun. Lakinna sadiquhu. What became mansub? Sadiq. Sadiqa. And the Damir, who? Sadiqahu. So what became? Don't put the fatah on the Damir, who? Put it on what? Sadiq. Sadiqahu. Lakinna Sadiqahu Kaslan Nun. Huh? That says Kaslanun? Is it right or wrong? Lakinna Sadiqahu Kaslanun. Correct? No. Kaslan, Fa'lan. It wasn't fa'lan. Wasn't fa'lan is mamnu min al-sarf. Kaslan, atshan, jaw'an, mal'an. You forgot all those words? It's mamnu min al-sarf. Kaslan, nu. That's a mistake. That's a mistake. Even books can make mistakes, right? Because who printed the books? Human beings. Subhanallah. Only Allah is perfect. Allah doesn't make any mistakes. Human beings, all of human beings make mistakes. All. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was guided by revelation. If he made a mistake, Allah corrected it. Didn't Allah say, "Huh? Amma yatasa? I mean, abasa wa tawalla. Abasa wa tawalla. Naam. Abasa wa tawalla." That wasn't correct. Allah revealed that in reference to his error. Naam, because the people that he wanted to save were in his hands, the leaders of the Quraysh. If he got them, the whole people will come. So he's occupied with them. It's not a sin, but the thinking, I have to get these people, I will save the whole nation. This is only one man. Allah said, Kalla, no way. Later for them, get him. Huh? And that's a lesson for us. Sometimes we occupy with the people, and there's somebody who is more important than them. But maybe they're poor people. Maybe they're insignificant people. But they are more important. The servants of Allah, they're not judged of importance by how much money they have or what position they have. They are judged by what? Taqwa. إِنَّ أَقْرَمَكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. With Allah. Maybe with the people, somebody else is more important. But with Allah, the one who has taqwa is the most important. Doesn't matter if they're in poverty. It doesn't matter. And we know that because Sahaba, they was in poverty, akhi, until Allah raised them up. And they conquered whatever was known at that time for them. Allahu musta'an. Tayyib, we have a few minutes remaining. A few minutes. Tayyib. Tayyib, number one. Muhammadun Tawilun wa Hamadun Qasirun. Somebody take it. Go ahead, Abdul Karim.
Muhammadun Tawilun, lakin.
Lakinna.
Lakinna. Hamid.
Hamidan.
Hamidan. Qasirun.
Qasirun. Tayyib. Muhammadun. Wait a minute, what am I reading here? Oh, Muhammadun Tawilun. Lakinna Hamidan Qasirun. Hamidan is mansub, Qasirun is marfu'. Alright? Number two. Aminatu Mujtahidatun Ukhtuha Kasla. Kasla, who wants it? Naam, Salahuddin. طيب لكن أختها أختها كسلا آمنة مجتهدة مجتهدة لكن أختها كسلا كسلا is the feminine of what? كسلان النون is deleted feminine form. ثلاثة هذا الدرس طويل هو سهل نعم نعم مصطفى over here
هذا الدرس طويل ولكنه سهل
لكنه سهل نعم هذا الدرس طويل لكنه هو right نعم. instead of هو سهل number four أربعة سيارتي قديمة هي قوية نعم موسى
سيارتي قديمة لكنها قوية
نعم سيارتي قديمة لكنها instead of here لكنها قوية خمسة أخي متزوج أنا عزب نعم أبو بكر نعم أخي متزوج لكني أنا لكني عزب Number six, ستة إبراهيم فقير أمه غني جدا نعم نعم Who wants it? عبد الحق
إبراهيم فقير لكن أمه غنيا جدا
غنيا أو غني
غني
نعم إبراهيم فقير لكن عمه فتى عمه غني جدا سبع بيتك جميل جدا هو صغير نعم يا طالب نعم بيتك جميل جدا لكنه صغير طيب
that dam
connect to
لكنه
yeah لكنه It's connected, naam. We're using the connected pronoun, muttasil. Okay, exercise number 7. Wallahu musta'an. Exercise number 7. Read the 2 examples and then use ka'anna on the following sentences, knowing that ka'anna is from the akhawatu inna. So same thing like the previous exercise, instead of lakinna, here we're using ka'anna. Lakinna means but, right? Istidraq. And ka'anna means a tashbih. Tashbih. Something resembles, is similar to. And it also can mean a dhan. I think. I'm not sure. I think this is such and such and so and so. Okay? Ka'anna. Ka'annani a'rifuka. I think I know you. From somewhere. You look familiar. You say ka'annani. It is as though I know you. It means adhunnu. I think I know you. Adhunnu annani a'rifuka. Okay, so it has 2 meanings, okay? Lakinna means istidraq, but. My car is old, but it is still strong. Okay, there's only 5 sentences here. I don't know if we have enough time to read them. Maybe. Huh? No. Lakinna means but. Ka'anna means it is as though, or I think. But. Ka'anna. Yeah, ka'anna means tashbih. It's as though. It's like. It seems like. It looks like. Or it may mean I think. I'm not sure about something. I think. Tayyib. Okay, this was also part of our homework. Ka'anna. We should have done that exercise for homework up until number 7. Ikra al-mithalain thumma adkhil ka'anna 'ala al-jumla al-atiyati 'ilman bi anna ka'anna min akhawati inna. So what should happen with ka'anna? The noun that comes after it should be mansub, and the second noun, that's the predicate or the khabar of the sentence, should be marfu'un. So they give this number 1. They give 2 examples here. Man hadha al-fata? Who is this young man? Ka'annahu akhuka. It is as though he is your brother. Yani he resembles. It looks like he resembles you. So it is as though, it appears like, it looks like he is your brother. B. Man hadhihi al-tiflatu? Man hadhihi al-tiflatu? Who is this female child, infant? Ka'annaha ukhtuka. Ka'annaha ukhtuka. It is as though, it appears like, it looks like, she is your sister. Alright? Okay, so what we want you to do, if somebody said, who is this person? And you answer with this answer they gave here. Huwa zamiluka. How would you say it? With using what? Ka'anna. Ka'annahu zamiluka. Ka'annahu zamiluka. Number 2, hiya tabibatun. Anybody, just say it. Ka'annaha. Ka'annaha. We want to use ka'annaha. Ka'annaha tabibatun. And if somebody said, man, hadhihi al-mar'a. You say, ka'annaha tabibatun. It is as though, it looks like, it appears like she is a doctor. Number 3, hum tulabun. Ka'annahum. Ka'annahum tulabun. You don't have to change hum, it remains the same whether it's connected or unconnected. Number 4, anta maridun. Ka'annaka maridun. Anta becomes ka. Ka'annaka maridun. 5, huwa mudarrisun jadidun. Ka'annahu. Huwa becomes who. Ka'annahu. Mudarrisun jadidun. It is as though he is a new teacher. Naam. No, ka'anna. Lakinna means but. Ka'anna means it is as though. It appears like. It appears like. It is as though. It appears like. It looks like. It looks like. Ka'annahu mudarrisun jadidun. Yani, it looks like. It appears like he is a new teacher. Sitta. Anti ukhtu Maryam. Ka'annaki. Anti becomes ki. Ka'annaki ukhtu. What's the ending of Maryam? Maryam ma. Why is it Maryam ma? Because mamnu'a min as-sarf. Why is it mamnu'a min as-sarf? Feminine proper nouns. Feminine proper nouns. Now, feminine proper nouns do not take tanween. What's second?
لكن
لكن طيب the last one we said it كأنك أخت مريم مضاف مضاف إليه طيب so for homework for next week inshallah write out these answers if you haven't already wrote them out alhamdulillah I hope you wrote them and the homework should be now from 8 9 10 11 12, 13, to the end of the book, okay? What's remaining here are the cardinal numbers, the ordinal numbers, and what's after that? Yeah, Alaysa Kadhalik and Ayyuhuma. And we had all of them, we discussed all of them before. Just try to write out the rest of the exercises so we can finish them in the next class. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 to the end of this lesson. Try to do the rest of the exercises. Some of them are just reading exercises, so it doesn't require much. But when you read them, you should be paying attention to the rules.